Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call our work session to order. If you would stand, the flag is here to say the pledge and then a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The first thing that on our agenda for this afternoon, we will go into a closed meeting.
Madam Chairman, I move that the Vanna County Board of Supervisors enter into a closed meeting pursuant to the provisions of Section 2.2-3711A.1, Section 2.2-3711A.6, and Section 2.2-3711A.6 of the Code of Virginia 1950 as amended for the purpose of discussing personnel, real estate, and investment of funds.
All right, do I have a second? It has been moved by Mr. Weaver and seconded by Mr. Ullenbrook that we go into a closed session. All in favor?
Aye.
Hold your ears, everybody.
And the chair votes aye. So that's aye to zero.
That's unanimous.
It's unanimous.
Wow.
We forgot why we're here.
Yes,
yes. Yes.
Madam Chairman, I move the closed meeting be adjourned and the Vanna County Board of Supervisors convene again in open session. Be it resolved to the best of my knowledge, only public business matters are lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under Section 2.2-371A of the Code of Virginia 1950 as amended, and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened were heard, discussed, or considered in the meeting, and you asked each individual for a vote.
Okay.
Second.
All right. It has been moved and seconded.
Right.
That we come back in open session for a closed meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Mike?
I was thinking about it. No,
oh.
I don't want to fix it.
Mike. Mike.
And she's taking a roll
taking
call.
Taking out individual.
Yeah.
Aye. All right. O'Brien?
Mr. Brown. Aye.
Aye.
And chairs, right? That's 5-0. We will move on with our fiscal year 15 budget. Oh, our county administrator's report.
Just one slide.
And then we will go to the presentation.
And I'd like to thank Kelly Harris for covering.
Thank you,
Mary was
Kelly.
Called away unexpectedly. And Kelly from our planning department is covering the meeting tonight, so I appreciate it very much. The VDOT six-year plan, the supervisors, mm-hmm. I gave you your copy of the plan.
Yes.
They will be coming to do a presentation brief to help you understand this on April 16th after you adopt budget that night. There will be a presentation. So please, I'll try to remind you because it will be on the agenda, but bring that night.
Okay.
Then there will be a public hearing on the six-year plan in May, mm-hmm. at our May meeting. The Pleasant Grove Park restroom, go ahead and click on that. The next. Last time you talked about that restroom that was $150,000 of precast, so this is some additional information on that. An 8-stall restroom for female male plus the concession, precast and stick built. You can go down to a 4-stall with a concession or down, just use an 8-stall with no concession. There's various different options on that. That includes the earthwork and electric and water and sewer and all those things. Next, please. That's the kind of building we're talking about, precast.
Yeah.
The bathrooms and the concession stand facility. That would be a full four plus four unit plus the concession stand. Next. That's a laydown cost of initial capital costs plus annual maintenance costs and replacement and upgrades of pipes or sinks or facilities and things over the 20-year life cycle cost. On the left, stick built, on the right, precast, and includes the original capital and then costs through the time. Next, please. So this is kind of a summary of what staff has pulled. These construction estimates came from Smith Midland. And in addition, looking at our existing Pleasant Grove House construction because they've just built the restroom facility there. Electrical and HVAC costs are just considered nominal there because they should be about the same in both. But the stick-built structure has higher building maintenance or replacement costs to some degree, marginally lower potentially plumbing and replacement and renewal costs in that building. The life cycle cost, though, is a few thousand dollars less based on that comparison between a stick-built and a precast. The precast numbers are pretty solid. The stick-built are pretty solid. It just depends on what you're willing to fund and what you would like, what you think is most suitable for Pleasant Grove long-term. So that's some information. It'll come up when you go to your CIP review, but that's the data from last time.
You didn't call the company.
Mr. Stevens has the name of that Nash Neyland or whatever it is. So he'll be contacting them as well. But that's a stick built, essentially, that type of stick.
No, they do the precast.
Okay, that's not their website. Didn't show
that's all they do is precast.
Okay.
I had an hour and some odd.
No, the paper you showed me wasn't a precast building. Anyway, we'll
yeah, that's all they do is precast.
Okay.
But
from a contract point of view, we'll pull.
Right, and the discussion I had with them, they're nationwide and they do state contracts, rest areas on highways. Okay. They're not a small time operation.
Okay.
And next.
Next. That's fine. And then just to follow up, remember you've got a regular budget meeting, a regular meeting next week at 7 o'clock that includes a school presentation and then the setting of an advertised tax rate and budget. That'll be next week's meeting. The following week is an open budget work session. After next week's, you'll decide whether you want to do that work session that night. And then on the 2nd of April, you have a regular meeting, and again, that evening, an open budget work session. So if you've got other things you need to work on between now and the time you go to adopting a budget, then you've got two work sessions coming up that are already pre-scheduled, just not filled yet, or if there's some other topic. You can always add on more, but those are the ones that are pre-scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... No. Blow it back up. Let's see if there's... okay. That was it.
Sorry.
Now the pole barns. Did we discuss those prices at all, or
no?
No.
But they're in the CIP.
Okay. Now we're going to.
Right, but we didn't go get some new analysis. Right. Cost.
This is just a ballpark number.
Okay.
We're going to do one.
We're going to do one. That's what the placeholder is on. Yeah, one. That's right. You'd said that before.
Okay, any other questions?
One barn instead of two barns.
We need to back that out of CIP.
It is out of CIP.
Yes. That's what you all directed last time. We'll show it in the CIP.
Well, we first of all, we're going to pull up the total adjusted budget shortfall. This page right here. And then we're going to get to CIP.
Well, we also need to.
We're going to get it.
We need to look at the individual department budgets.
Yeah, this is big book right here. You can look at those as we go through. We can always come back to that and pull up. This one is the total adjusted budget balance. Those are the things that were requested, but is not in the budget.
So my recommendation is that you work down this list.
But I've got things to take out of your budget.
Then fine, it'll be out of
right
there.
Right in here, because he's taken all of it out.
Well, when do you want to do that?
When we get to that department.
Mm-hmm. It's already on that sheet of paper right there. Everything
we can do whatever you want, but that would be the most efficient way to run through it, because we'll add your items on as we get down to them, and it'll fall on the side.
This sheet. And you'll see that. Okay?
Whatever you want to do.
All right. Does everyone understand that this particular sheet?
I don't see that working. But
yeah, it's everything that the county administrator said that he took out of the budget is on this one sheet of paper.
Is everything.
So all you're talking about is adding things. You're not talking about
taking
it out.
No. This is an add and decrease sheet, Mr. Allmore. Yeah. Is there anything on here?
Both ways.
These are things that are pulled out of the request, and these are things that were added into the request, and then that column will be things that are pulled out or added in. Mm-hmm. And so when you end up, you'll end up with a dollar value there, and then we figure out the tax rate that goes with that dollar value. But anything you have, as we go down through this, for instance, if anybody has anything in county administration, we'll do a drill down and go down through it. If not,
It's tight. The only thing that's not funded in there is the additional staff member request. That's not funded in the county administrator's budget. County attorney said, so they're all listed here, and they're linked to the detail sheets, so we can pull right to the detail sheets. But if it's a plus up or a minus, it'll still go in that column. That's your board of supervisors.
Let's do a few, and then you'll see.
Okay. You do which one?
All right.
It's your budget.
So, but
okay,
anyway,
ready?
So
okay.
There, Eric, off the top.
Start from the total, start from the revenue. Let's just look at that sheet. The penny is worth $269,000. Okay.
The only thing that concerns me here is we projected a little uptick in collections from what was it, 97% to
98,
and that's in my mind is good that if that happens, but if it doesn't, then we're wrong on our penny figure. Are you following?
No.
You're not following me.
No,
you're
that isn't
short.
A proven.
Your revenue is what
that,
you're saying.
I'm being short revenue. That's a best guess scenario.
It's always
based
been
on
that
10 years of historical data.
It's always been that way.
All right.
We can pull the report up that shows you the numbers. Whatever you want us to use as a budget number, we can use in there because I can recalculate. I mean, it's recalculable right now on the fly for what you
so
want.
You're fairly comfortable with using that number. That's going to be the
between the treasurer's office and our office. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
All right.
Okay.
Please
no.
do.
I mean, I'm just telling you that it's different in this year.
It is indeed. In my budget letter to the Board of Supervisors, I explained why we used the higher numbers in concert with the Treasurer's Office because I wanted to make sure she felt comfortable with the numbers because she has to provide those percentages. And we felt, well, I felt very comfortable. And I don't think Mrs. Lenniher would have acquiesced to those numbers unless she felt comfortable that those are reasonable numbers based on historical collections rates and that they are still conservative is what we agreed.
That's all.
Okay.
As long as they're conservative, that's good.
Yeah.
That's conservative.
That's conservative.
Okay.
All right. So
good.
Is that
just
is that
now
good?
We locked in the 269. I mean,
okay.
That's
we get 99.5.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Anyone, let's go down. County administrator. He had put in his budget one additional staff member. And that was at $47,485.
Well, but the key is, as you go down, ma'am, is there any,
right, anything
until somebody
that
wants to stop?
Until we get to...
there is something on county administration.
Okay. All right.
And that is, we've never really gotten serious about Steve Nichols' salary. He never got a salary increase last year, and we need to have a special meeting on that, whether it's 2 weeks from now or months from now or days from now. We at least, in all
okay,
fairness
well,
to him, we
well,
need to talk
okay,
about
well,
that
we
at
need
a later
to talk
time.
About that. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. What about county attorney?
I'm all good.
There's no change. Commissioner revenue. Reassessment, we've got that. That in gray means that's what something
not
that's
much
there.
You can do
not
about
much
it, right.
we can do.
Now, the one question, and I'm not asking you to fund this, is that BOE has been at $15 an hour for many years. They've requested mm-hmm. to go to $20 an hour for their deliberations. I personally think that's eminently reasonable. I don't necessarily need to apply money for it because we've got a personnel contingency plan. We're talking about maybe $500 or $600 or $700 over the course of the year.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to have acknowledgement from the board that that's a reasonable number for that BOE, the three BOE members and their administrative assistant for their time. They don't get benefits or anything like this. It's just a straight kind of a contract.
Okay.
Now, treasurer, what are we missing?
We advertise in the rural Virginia, and I think she had the daily progress in there. So we just took the daily progress.
Who took it up?
Our county administrator, because we do advertisement. Our paper is the Rural Virginia.
I mean, I've talked to Mrs. Lundhern about it.
Yeah.
I pulled it out because our paper, legal paper of record is the Fluvanna Review.
Mm-hmm. What's rural Virginia?
I mean, the Daily Progress. Well, there is a rural Virginia, but it's the...
That's out there in Fort Hill.
Yeah, it's the whole county.
It comes to my house every
weekend. It comes to everybody. Yeah.
I'm not suggesting it can't go back. It's just that I've checked with the county attorney's office. I've talked to Mrs. Lundhern. Mm-hmm. We've historically done some stuff in the Daily Progress. It's just a lot more expensive.
It's more expensive.
And our legal paper of record, which was established before I got aboard, three, 4 years ago, is the Fluvanna Review for all legal advertisements.
Right.
And then the plus up in the budget was I plussed up the postage because the postage increase happened at the beginning of the year. Gotcha. That's the net on that.
Okay, and all right, so we're there, and then we're at informational technology, and that's the equivalency.
What are we missing there? I pulled out a contingency pot that he put in his budget because we had some plus-ups in other areas, and it was just one of those ones that you can't fund everything every time, and there are some contingency built in. It's just one that mm-hmm. I took down in number rather than leaving.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find a thing I can talk for 3 hours about.
And the other, and then finance, the registrar, Board of Election, I think that was
click
more...
It's more people.
People.
Essentially, they
part-time
wanted more
people.
They wanted more election officers,
uh-huh.
And electoral board assistants.
Right. And how many was people. That? Did she say?
Well,
how
yes,
many?
She went right now at 75.
Uh huh. Right.
And
those
she,
are people
and the recommendation
polls.
Was go to 90 mm-hmm. times two elections per precinct.
Okay.
That I know that the 2000. 12 election, well, there were some issues with regard to, you know, efficiencies and so on.
Were the machines operating?
A lot easier, but was their request based on 2012 specifically, or
just based on a continuing request each year? I'm suggesting that I don't know enough about that to answer all those questions, but this was not emphasized as the most critical issue, but definitely one to be considered during a presidential election year because turnout is so much higher and you've got so much more to do on. But I'm not an electoral board expert at all.
And are they not precluded from hiring additional staff during presidential elections?
Yeah, during the election. Can she come back in?
No, that's what I mean. Is maybe the 2 years from now when it's a presidential election, that would be sometime you'd actually want to consider it in the existing budget for that.
Yeah,
part of that you'd bump it up.
This following, you know, this election this fall is you know, it's a midterm,
it's not,
and it's not a gubernatorial election for us, so it's a little different than a presidential election year or a gubernatorial election year. But truly, those are questions that need to be asked of the registrar and the electoral board. But in asking these questions, as Barbara and I and Mr. Dahl went through this with them, there was not a lot of pushback on those. The plus up down at the bottom, the plus up is those bottom things that the scanners and the updates for those. That's the transition. My suggestion to the registrar was that while you could put that off, I would personally, if I were her, I would not want to be testing those and getting them in place during a presidential election year. I'd rather be putting them in place and testing them in the year before so that I wasn't trying to do it on the fly in a year that was going to be really complicated. But and so that's why those are plussed up there. And she and I have talked about that, but I've not met directly with the electoral board.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions about that? Okay, let's go over to... okay, now we have human resources and Jones, all zeroed out there.
Yeah, in other words, the zero, they got the request they put in. And if there's anything unusual, we'll drill down on each time.
Right.
But most of them are just kind of their standard normal budget requests. And some of them, of course, the gray ones are really not, cannot be affected very much.
And so the gray one, a circuit court judge, I think Mr. Nichols explained to us that you looked at across the board a couple of years to see how many jury cases we had, and we never reached that. So
you can open that, Eric. We almost always have a much higher budgeted amount for the jury lump sum, but rarely have ever come close to meeting it. And while the budget estimate is it's that whole stack of the first, you know, that whole stack there, that group. While the budget estimate request is 44,000, going to 38 is not particularly a problem if you go back and look at the total budget for the whole department. So,
can you get a different color to hold those sometime? I can't see them.
We'll do a lighter green next year.
Actually,
don't need a lighter green. We just put blue in that column. Yeah. My request this year, and the blue doesn't show with the green, fix it.
Okay.
I told Eric not to do that.
Eric did it.
That's his fault. Yeah.
Okay, Eric, we go back to...
Eric, don't let him pick on you.
He fires back when
I need to.
Commonwealth attorney is happy. And now we go to the Sheriff's Department, and we have three additional deputies. And over on the side, I think we briefly talked to him when he made his presentation about one additional deputy.
Well, yeah, I think and that's okay. Key, if you can click on that.
So where you're talking up here is the things that are green is what's in the budget. These other things in red out here are
She's right. You can't see the green stuff. But
right.
All right. What's how much would it cost to do the three deputies?
153. That's with benefits. 153, 111.
Now.
And you can
my only.
Go to tab.
My only. This is one of those ones that you.
Tab 24, Don. Excuse me.
Yep, I have it.
Okay.
I've been pushing for this
on the side of the screen. The tab numbers are the same as on the side of the screen.
So yeah. I've been pushing for it. My only concern is, you know, we're $675,000 that isn't showing up in this budget that the school's going to be asking for. And at $2.69, we're talking close to almost 3 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're talking half a cent here.
Here would be about a half cent.
Yeah.
Right. But any number we fly outside is a test number. It'll show us the number. We can tell you what the penny cost is.
This is one of the key five sections of government that I think that you can't get short, you can't get cheap on. And I fully support the sheriff's request here. The only thing I'm going to say is I was a minor bit taken. It was exceptional. The written statement we got, but our county really can't be compared to almost any other county because we have 45% of the population of our county is behind gates that has private police department. So 45% of our residents are paying for a private police force. That doesn't happen. That's not true in any other county around us in Central Virginia. So to take our population and say we have 24 deputies, but the county next to us has 28. Well, you can't weigh that because you know, 8,000 of our residents are how many, 8,500 of our residents rely on private?
12,000.
Yeah, 12,000 of our residents rely on, I'm going to say it nicely, private police department. So, although I'm supporting the three new deputies, I'm just pointing out that good, bad, or ugly, they're covered by
well, they all drive the same roads, right, and everybody else drives.
No, I'm just saying that half our county is covered by private police park.
But they all live inside there forever.
Yeah, but when a snowstorm comes or when, you know, there's still other parts of that. I mean,
I'm just saying it's hard to compare. Yeah. I'm not saying I don't support three deputies.
I hear you. I was just pointing that out there. He was shaking his head over there.
So,
of course you are. But I'm just, but at the same time,
if we look at that,
I don't think for half a penny you can shortchange the sheriff's department and our public safety for a half a penny.
I believe the sheriff has been asking for these increases for a number of years for the three additional staff, and maybe we need to start staggering that in.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I think if we stagger it in, we get one now and come back next year and reapproach that.
It's almost unheard of. I'm asking for more than.
There's a lot of lightning in the air tonight. You might want to move away from that window.
We can't take all night.
Yes, ma'am.
Here, but,
yeah, we can.
No, we can't.
No, we're not. I can't support three, but I can support one, and that we put another one in next year, and if we have more money, maybe we put two in next year.
Can I point out that one deputy doesn't cover...
No, it's better than
cover a day. It doesn't cover a day.
No, so that's why we need to start heading in that direction.
Yeah, we got to head. But at least it helps.
The appetite is.
Yeah, but we've
one
been
person has to help.
We haven't shortchanged the sheriff's department.
No. I'm just saying that that's what we're growing the demands. I mean, for example, the 24-hour registration change. You know,
I just don't know what one deputy is going to do for us.
One's better than none, isn't it?
One will definitely start heading us in the right direction.
Yeah, in the right direction.
And then we got to look at it next year coming back with two.
Gotcha. This is another one. We had this discussion. I don't even think we should be talking it and like automatic. With infrastructure and Zion's Crossroads coming and us wanting to grow as a county, we need to start automatically.
Well, maybe we have to. Development up there probably won't come within the next 2-3 years. So by that time, we can probably be at that point.
I'd say 2 years.
All right, let's go to your
better tax.
Okay. It's one additional deputy. Is that okay with everybody?
Assuming the sheriff thinks
and one.
I'm a dreamer.
And that's
glass half full
level.
Glass half full.
And that's 51.40, I think.
Some pressure.
We release some pressure.
Okay.
Let's get to let's get to the next one.
That will help reduce some overtime pay, I would think.
Now, the next one is the holiday.
Chief Deputy Animal
Control. Just highlight all three of us, Eric.
The Chief Animal Control. Yes.
I would like to rescind the $5,000 request for the Chief Deputy.
Okay. All right. We've got to get...
So holiday discretionary?
Holiday discretionary is the next, $11,728. Some discussion on that, please. Does anyone need an explanation?
Yes, I do.
Administrator.
So, these are the historical numbers. Now, part of these are because things were put in different categories, but you're running, a big chunk of money across there. 38,272 was what was funded last year, and he's bumping up against that already. His request for this year is 50, and I'm not suggesting that may not be useful, but partly why I stayed at the existing baseline was that this was under consideration. If these had been approved, I wouldn't think you'd need all of the holiday discretionary if you're adding on more deputies, because you'd make a change. Mm-hmm. But that's the sheriff's individual discussion point here, but that's why I stated that at last year's level rather than to the new, because of the potential impact of
future. Gotcha. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes.
You'll correct me. So.
Yeah. You're on the right path, but let me just help a little bit back. his explanation of additional people is more to offset the overtime, not the holiday, because we still have to pay for holidays, because the county, for every additional hour, every additional day that's recognized as a holiday is an added day to the calendar that is not budgeted for in my budget. So just like when you close for snow days and people get paid for, those are things that I don't budget for. So I'm trying to reflect to you what the true cost is based on the unknown of knowing what your holidays really are going to be for next year. So for example, if we recognize state holidays, So the government gives an extra Christmas day. That's an extra day that's not budgeted for in my budget. So I'm trying to show you numbers that are closer to what the historical trend is based on that. So the trend over the years originally was we have 13 state holidays, but that don't even exist anymore. We generally exceed that now. We exceed it even with the snow days. So when the county administrator closes for closes for 2 hours early or opens up 2 hours early, those people, same number of people, no matter if you added 15 more people, they still got to be compensated for those 2 hours. So the number of people don't affect the holiday, they affect the overtime. That's why you got two different lines there. That's the reason behind the increase, because it's truly reflected what the number really should be.
But that overtime, you recall in years gone by, we tried to get rid of the overtime and add new deputies on, which we did. And sort of now it's building back up again, that makes any sense.
Well, not the overtime. We're two different things. Then we're talking about holiday pay and overtime are two different things. You're correct that the board tried to address the overtime by not only adding additional staff, which does help, but you can never eliminate overtime. And that was very clearly explained to the board. Because you will always have those underlying factors. If you go back to that report that I gave you,
training,
vacation, sick leave,
academy,
you will always have those in the picture. You will never get away from overtime 100%. Just court days, officers sitting in court on the days off, you got to pay them. That's overtime. Two different things from holiday pay. Holiday is like your holidays. Then people are working. When other people are sitting at home, you have to compensate them for that.
Do you have double time and a half for holidays?
But no, they do straight time.
Now, this is just one thing I'm looking up the numbers and seeing.
And the holiday.
It's double time.
They get double.
But he's talking about some agencies. Some agencies do. I know my agency. Hold on a second. Some agencies do 12. At time and a half. Some agencies, you already are getting paid for 12 hours, and you get what they call straight time, 12 hours.
Right.
Two different things.
Mm-hmm. Right. I used to get double time and a half.
Right. We don't get the double time and a half.
Okay.
And I get a minimum 4 hours in court.
Right.
Mike. All right. This is just real quick. I'm just sitting here looking, and I am a newcomer, so there's a lot of y'all know a lot more about it than I do. But I'm looking at the number 38,272. Then I'm looking at the overtime for the last 3 years. You've never beaten 38,272 in overtime, but we've allotted 50. And I know we have to allot more in case, because we flip-flop those two numbers.
Well, what you're seeing there is you're looking at a 50, but the reality is if you look at where
32 in 12, 38, 41 and 13, and we're right now at, is that through December? You're looking at 46,000 there.
Right.
Okay.
And let me give you a little bit of historical there, because what happened prior to this current finance department, some of the new membership, we worked with finance to really track those costs. What had happened in the past was overtime was being not pulled out the overtime line, it was being pulled out the regular salary line.
Okay.
And so we had to research and figure out what was happening. And we're working with Barbara Erd, is now the lines are actually appropriated to where they need to be. So they were underreported in previous years, but the numbers were correct.
Okay.
I want to go down to the E911.
But the question is on holiday and discretionary, go to the 50 or go to the last year funded money.
Do we want to go to the 38, whatever that was? 38 or 270.
It's already out.
Okay.
That's a plus.
And are we making an adjustment for overtime based on the new deputy or not?
Well, that really won't make any difference.
Point that was made earlier.
Well,
you're right.
It really won't make any difference. Well,
it's not going to make a big difference, because you're still going to generate a pretty substantial amount of overtime, but less than we would have when we were in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that all those underlying things are still going to exist drastically.
Sure. No, I understand.
Yes,
I'm just going to have an impact.
If you look at the fact, I'm potentially sitting right now looking at having court 5 days a week.
Steve.
as we speak. That alone is going to drastically change the operations of the just that one maneuver. So to automatically say that we can just get rid of the overtime is kind of arbitrary because I don't know what that is going to really do to my
I wasn't suggesting that. It would need to be 42 instead of 50 based on one extra.
So across there, what number do you want?
It's really hard to
discretionary. 38 was the baseline. Right. The request is 50.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go.
Do we
45?
Do we go higher than the 38, but not to the 50?
I think we're talking pennies now.
Yeah, you're really talking.
You haven't ever that.
Because right now it's 11,000 difference. So it's a difference of 11,000 and something.
I think go to 44.
So what do we want to go to?
If you go to 44, that's what.
You're saying 44? Is that a?
It's 5728.
Well, anybody? We can always take it out next.
Yeah.
Go back. 5728.
That's 6 grand.
5728. That'll take it to 44.
Okay. All right, and then the
911 staff.
All right, now we have
communications.
E11.
E911
staff communication. We have one person out there, and I think that's $45,787 is
one
for that, for one.
And I agree with that.
It's $45,787 for one.
I think one's
needed.
One.
One. Believe me, that's as important as a deputy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We work every day.
Yeah.
Does everybody agree on that?
That's needed.
Yeah. I'll take his advice.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, just one future note, and the sheriff has talked about this before, too. We need to start thinking about the potential cost of ramping up to medical dispatch, too. Mm-hmm. That's a longer-term thing. It requires extra training.
Right.
That will have a staffing impact as well.
Right.
And down the line, in a rural county like this, what you want to be able to do with the delays is you want to be able to at least potentially have something. Now it's in the sheriff's office, but it's something that we ought to at least think about.
Right. So. Yeah. Okay.
Is one going to help?
And
every bit helps.
Oh, and then, man.
Part-time salary increase.
You asked me, I have to tell you.
Part-time salary increase. And this is like the county administrator. Tell me what the part-time for that. That's what you want. What is the rationale?
For which one?
Part-time.
That actually puts the additional funds is actually put the true cost there. That's what that is. The position is actually underfunded at the level, so we're framing the additional need to increase.
Oh, you already have the part-time people.
Right.
But your salary, you don't have the right salary. Right?
That's correct.
Okay, and you need an increase.
What are we talking, 4 grand?
A little over with benefits.
A little over. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Put that in.
That's, we can.
Next.
And now we have.
We'll move up to the top, Eric.
What are you doing?
We'll move up to the top.
You don't want to stay till midnight?
I do.
And you could say next. The fire and rescue, and that's the lights and the drainage system, which is about 68,000.
I went down and looked at that, and I sent out an email.
I went down as well.
And you went down. If they do the lights on the, no one's here from there.
It shouldn't cost.
The chief came out and talked with me.
The lights on the outside of the building, not the poles.
Correct.
Would be about 23,000.
He didn't give me an exact number.
But the drainage has to be dealt with.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is we're going to pay for
The drainage has to be dealt with. I mean, we don't have much before. Yeah.
The day I went down there, they broke a pipe and it was.
Okay, but we think that we can do the lights cheaper.
23,000.
Two things, though.
What?
First of all, you've never funded this stuff before. That's why it's on the not funded side.
Oh.
You've never funded before.
Right.
Because this is not one of our stations that we own, like the Palmyra Fire and Free Fire. So it's never been funded before. That's why it's highlighted out this way. Secondly, you have to be a little careful there about building lights on the side of the building, because the lights on the slice street side, mm-hmm. you will not be able to see in the wintertime and the summertime because those trees are really full, uh-huh. and that there are already lights there on the side of the building. In the wintertime, you can see them through the bare trees, but in the wintertime and summertime, it's really, really bad. I'm not suggesting at all that those figures won't come down once they're, you know, costed and analyzed. And you can do those numbers to whatever level you think is appropriate and then say, okay, here's the money we're allocating. But there, that money goes directly to them, and then they go out and mm-hmm. they can work with us for company.
They can do
it with their operating budget.
Right.
Because we don't, all we do is feed them. We don't control them other than with feeding.
Right.
So that's why they're separate, so, because we've never done that before.
We've done a lot for all the other.
So should
we built how many?
I think lighting issue is one of those ones where they're trying to get it also to benefit the fundraising that they do,
mm-hmm.
which is something I'm not sure we pay for that full thing. And that's just me.
Well, that's how they exist. Process. That's how they keep existing.
So how exactly. much do we want? We want to give the full amount for drainage, and we want to do what for light? How much we want to give?
I said $23,000. That's what it would cost to do it properly, not
$42,000. Okay.
So, I mean, we're not talking a whole lot of money here, and we've...
Well,
we've built quality places for the other stations. They don't have sleeping quarters like the other ones. They don't have
community activities. They've got a sinkhole coming in the back. And it's
I think you got to consider.
They've got to have
that. I would suggest you do these with the caveat that this is the county's contribution.
Yeah.
It may cost vastly more, and they may not do the lights you're talking about. That's their choice. And they may want to pay out of their own pocket because they have their own funds.
Right.
Because remember, all we do for Lake Monticello Volunteer Fire and Rescue is give them essentially a stipend to serve the county.
But we can't ignore this one.
I think that's why it's there.
And it's a good compromise. So
okay.
23,000.
23 and 26. Well,
make sure
five
it's the caveat is that it's in the budget, right?
It's 48.5.
Well, that would be 49
contribution.
I was going to say for this kind of thing, yes.
And that's what
they'll follow through on it. There won't be any question on that. But they may not do exactly the way you'd want it done as far as the right kind of. They'll go through and design. They'll work with our folks if they need help. But it's their independent budget.
So what do you suggest we do?
No, it's fine. It's in there.
Yeah. Where did you put it?
23.26.5.
Okay. All right. So that's funny. All right. The next one is. Correction. Those the gray ones is we can't do gray, but that
the next one is emergency management.
Yeah, emergency management volunteer training.
We did a plus up in Ms. Wilkins' budget for volunteer training, but I took some of it down. I think we put $8,000 or $9,000 there, and it was a $20,000 pot. We pulled some down out of that just because we pulled some out of lots of different areas, and while it'd be great to put more money towards that, it's in the context of everything else. You can open that and show that line, but the request was for 21,050, and I proposed funding it at 11,050.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I was recently at the leadership class, and they had all the chiefs and emergency management personnel there.
And
one of the things they mentioned was that volunteer. That there's a lot of training that goes on with the volunteers, and that retention of volunteers is an increasingly important problem.
What do we give volunteers other than free tag or something?
That's not
free tag. You get one free tag because they ask for a license plate number.
You get a free tag.
They get a free tag. We don't do anything else.
I ran 120 calls.
And support with training, but we don't do anywhere near enough to make it easier for them to volunteer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do supply us equipment
because we are largely a complete volunteer except for one crew.
Thank God.
We ought to be
being around some people
in our
company,
you
have to have boots on.
Okay, so you want to.
Anyway, it's reduced on there, and if you want to plus it up, you can.
Do y'all want to plus this up?
I would plus it up.
Plus it up to
where? Do you have any comment on that or not?
Well, like the sheriff says, every little bit helps.
Yeah.
Having a budget, there hasn't been county funds that went toward training, and it's expensive to run an EMT class. Is $16,000 to $20,000, depending on what, and it, so it goes. The individual companies either pay that, there are, or they try to do instructors within the county that mm-hmm. we can pay a little less, mm-hmm. but there is cost involved. Yeah. So right. I think we have 7,500 that's left in, which is a good start for that, but it would mean being very selective on which classes get taught, whether mm-hmm. it's fire, rescue, which classes. So.
I mean, given the sort of shortage of volunteers, it seems that what we put in will get back out.
We have an EMR, a first responder class, and mm-hmm. an EMT class that we have about 15 to 18 mm-hmm. in each class that look like that's they're going to graduate.
Yeah.
And there's already discussion that they would like to have another EMT wow. class in the fall. That's
another great. EMR class, because I found out another in budget EMR. Time I couldn't finish it.
So charge him.
I have to sleep. I have to sleep sometime. I'm sorry.
Responding.
First responding.
Okay. So how much? What did we put there?
It was reduced by 10,000 on the
budget. Right, so what did we? We haven't done anything. It was reduced. So we said, what are we thinking should go there?
I'd say at least 11,000 guys, because we got to keep volunteers in it. If we're going to be volunteer at night times and the weekends, we got to be able to have classes taught.
Well, 10,000 specifically for volunteer training. That was reduced from 1750 down to 7,500. So the 10 of that is from that area.
Okay.
And what's the other 1450?
Go back here.
There was a...
What?
Is that supplies and printing?
What is it?
A conference.
Those conferences. That's fine.
Okay. All right. That's fine. So what did we put 10, in?
10.
10? Okay.
$10.
Yep. Mm-hmm. $10.
$10. Great.
Every little bit helps.
Oh, yes. Right. Okay.
I will say this. I will say this, and I hate to bring this up, and it might be the wrong time, but I think one of the biggest things we can do to get volunteers is to, I think we have the facilities at the high school to have that taught. And if we can get that taught, you don't know how many right now, 18-year-old kids, I had 3 kids walk up to me today who are running fire calls, who are running rescue squad calls, mm-hmm. and they want to do it. And if we can train them at 18, guys, if they can take that as a class, when instead of taking life skills or doing something just to hang out in the gym, mm-hmm. now we can do that training when they have time to do it.
Yeah, good point. All right, where are we?
Facilities.
Okay, we're at facilities.
Now, one note about that. We made significant reductions. There are good increases in maintenance and facilities, but we made significant reductions there, too. But remember, last time we talked about CIP, go to the bottom, Eric, we put in a placeholder in there reserving the capital reserve maintenance funds to 200 each, 140, 155 and 175, but we plused mm-hmm. them both to 200. If that is approved, then that helps offset the other, but then you get a chop at those requests when they come through. So when you've got those $15,000 or $18,000 or $20,000 projects, we don't have to wait till the CIP project.
Right. Yeah,
we can do it with capital reserve maintenance and bring them to you, and Mr. Stevens can write them up and send them in. It comes to your consent agenda, you get a chance to review them, and then that money is set aside. It's really a mini CIP, mm-hmm. but they're done through the year. And so that would at least offset the reductions in his departmental budget because we've plussed up those other ones there. Mm-hmm. So my recommendation is to stand where they are right now with the zeros, as long as the other one holds up the bottom. General services and public works and community center and landfill, those are all essentially day-to-day operating costs where we've tried to minimize and tighten the budgets down mm-hmm. as much as we can to make sure that they're mm-hmm. not
convenience
overfull
center. Can you punch on that?
Sure.
We have 3 people there, right?
Yeah, I can't read the green, too bad.
Just blow it up, Eric.
Where will we at in FY?
Oh, you're on full screen, sorry.
What's the date? What
FY12, we were at what? 111? Bottom line.
131. Yeah,
37.
And then 13, we dropped it. And that was a long discussion, remember, Don?
I actually
it was
did.
Sitting right here, actually.
Right, I actually did.
And
we got rid of this sometimes. We didn't, you're talking about the convenience center?
Yeah.
We didn't open it. We cut down some hours. It's only open.
Yes, but what happened in that budget year is you cut it down,
right?
But you never then funded the staff positions for the hours you did authorize.
Right.
And that's when we came back at the beginning of the year and we changed the staffing costs in last year's budget, in 14's budget, because the when Mr. Stevens got on board, he actually found out that we were not funded for the hours you wanted it open.
There
Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it had been cut in the budget down to below that.
Right.
So you dropped it from last year to this year, 7 grand?
It went from 113...
147 to
140. It's 47. We're at 147 was last year. We're asking for 144.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's down 1,800.
Well, yeah, it's actually from the fiscal year 14 budget. It's down $3,000.
Okay. 25.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's $1,800 less than the baseline plus request.
Right. Okay.
That's one of those revenue.
That they're supposed to
give itself. We have the revenue neutral.
Yeah.
And we talked about this 2 years ago.
It was costing you costed out $10 per carload rather than a scale and weight and things.
Make the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. That still
would
be revenue neutral. Yeah. It would just be bringing about the same amount.
Right.
We've talked about, there's a big
Fairbanks truck scale. Which is how much we're bringing in now. Mm-hmm. How much are we bringing in a year now?
It should be in here.
It runs about half of the cost. It's probably $60,000.
I would say
85. It was 80. It might be.
Yeah.
It's roughly $1,500.
And
One of the ways to conserve on this potentially, Mr. Stevens had reviewed this a year or so ago, is to instead of keeping the Fairbanks big truck scale there, and there's a significant annual maintenance cost and certification cost for that scale, pull the scale out.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the weighing and the systems and stuff, and just charge a flat $10 fee per vehicle when it comes through. He ran those costs on previous year's road loads and that. That's an increase because the flat fee now is $8 plus. But if you just made it a flat fee $10 besides the special items that drop off, then you at least have not to worry about the scale and the flow and things like that.
How does that come out then?
And
well,
that came out about a wash for what we're making right now, but then benefits because you have reduced cost in maintaining the scale and maintaining the software.
Right.
It's possible the scale could be sold because you could sell truck scales. They someone can resell them themselves.
And
we'd want to do that in the next budget, I think.
Something, if you want us to look at that, we'll present a proposal, like say early in the summer, and you can start thinking about it, and then we'd have a lot of time to get ready for the next budget.
I basically looked at it
to be about 90.
Yeah.
80 to 90.
Yeah. I want to make sure that because I know for a fact that every once in a while you get somebody run through there, write a $90 check. So I mean, they're obviously bringing a lot of stuff in, and is
it brings in 80 to 90 pounds
and be made up by everybody else who was paying $2 more. But in any case, my idea would be that it would have been $10 a container. So if somebody comes up with a pickup truck and a trailer, they would pay $20.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Didn't Vanderwind offer to do it for free
for a short time?
Yeah, their offer to do it free was that they would do it, I think, either 1 or 2 years, and then they would begin charging the county residents the regular fees that people pay dump trash.
But we wouldn't be financed. I mean, we wouldn't be budgeting on it.
No, true, but everybody that uses that one that's there now would have the extra 15-18 miles to travel to it. But it's really nice that there are two places in our county.
How far
right now
from your house is it?
6 miles, 7 miles,
about 8 miles, 9 miles.
Mine's equidistant to both of them.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So 50% of the county is equal distance between the two.
I guess. I don't know. I can tell you every time I've gone there, I've paid more than $8 or $10.
And you have a lot of trash.
You have a lot of trash.
Well, you're fixing up your house. You're getting rid of,
And usually they drop it right, sometimes they drop it right at my road.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where we're at.
I'll just take a look at my neighbor's field.
We'll come back to you with just some numbers. Yeah. But
we talked 2 years ago about making this revenue neutral.
And you might end up with a weird situation where anybody who has a lot of dump.
Or
nothing. We talked about that 2 years ago. If you make it revenue neutral, you will make it dumping neutral because people will start dumping along the roads and the back roads and things like that. Just because some people will just turn down the back road and dump.
Vanderlyn's the option. It's not an option.
It is an option. Yeah.
Right. There are currently an option too.
Okay, so we're gonna continue to look into that. Okay, is that we can move
that's
on?
Fine.
All right. So CSA. We are now at CSA.
That was the community study.
Yeah, community study. Y'all remember the one that she presented to us?
I'm in favor of that.
That's what I had nothing to say about that.
Yeah, I think you had nothing to say.
My God.
Don't you say what you said again.
I think that
was that when you laughed?
No, I never laugh at you. I laugh with you.
Community study?
Community study. Now, you know what? They have to get the cooperation from the school system, and that may not...
I don't think
they're going to get it. I mean, we can put it there.
Maybe I'm confused. That's not the Children's Services study that we were talking about.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. But remember, that included a three-year participation by the schools for the Gallup survey for children.
You have to do it 3 years, and I think it's in there, a little premature.
3 years in a row.
Although...
I'm not much in favor. 20,000 3 years in a row, but you have to, once you sign up and you start doing the Gallup survey, you have to commit to surveying 3 years in a row with that.
Right.
And
I don't think we're ready for that.
It's included in that cost.
Right.
No, it's not $20,000 per.
If you stay with it 3 years, there is no cost to you. Right. You're giving them data. They're giving you data back, but they're collecting data for their big system.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's part of that. This is not a $20,000 a year.
No.
This is a $20,000 study. You can do it vastly more. Mm-hmm. Can't do it much cheaper. But I'm not sure that you'll necessarily get school support.
I don't think you're going to get the
school. I'm not in favor of the
school support. I think maybe
we
if that's
start
really
saving
what
for
we
spending.
Think, that's what we're going to do. Maybe we ought to start working on that. The youth advisory council.
I'm just saying. I thought she put a compelling argument for the need for it.
She did
it is definitely. It's a need.
It's serving the least privileged.
Mm-hmm. But we also have to. We're adding.
No, I hear you.
And
you said I'm in favor. I hear you.
And what's we got to look harder?
Okay.
Social services.
Are we taking that out? Are we taking
We're not moving the 20 over 20,000.
Right.
Okay. Services.
Before we, on the sheriff's end, the education, is that in?
Mm-hmm.
Stipend, yes.
The stipend, they're in.
Yeah.
All right, because
that's in.
Because that originally was on your right side.
Okay, and social services.
All right,
it's
in.
It's one additional staff.
Where are we at?
I did meet with Mrs. Muir yesterday, and. I think with her leaving and the staff again, I've talked to several of the staff members. I know they're serving larger caseloads. Mm-hmm. They're very busy folks over there. I think with the transition of her leaving and there being short staff, I think we should consider at least matching that one additional staff member for social services. I've talked to several of them who work weekends,
mm-hmm.
Late into the nights, trying to serve our social services there. And the demand's going to only grow because we're going to have more and more elderly who are going to depend on social services. So I think that
we should lower income folks. Huh?
So you're
on the board. I'm
so you're advocating for the additional
people that can't
staff.
Afford to pay taxes.
Well, I hear you.
They don't pay tax.
Are you advocating for the one additional staff?
I am advocating for the one additional
staff.
Okay,
what about the 2 months staff transition pay?
I'm mixed about that myself.
Okay.
I'm on the board. And did we add that?
No, we haven't had
anything.
We're talking about who wants the one initial staff?
You see, the trouble is that the study said we were... Four
six
short,
or seven,
six,
or
six
yeah.
short.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But the state ignores their own study,
indeed.
Right.
And only funds the six short. So that one we have to, I think, all but 25%.
I would think you get in a new head first before you make any major move on it. Get somebody new in. Let them tell you what they need, or or could do without. Or
well, I'm just saying that the state says we don't need it.
You have a new department head. It makes a difference.
I would disagree with that, too.
You know, and because otherwise they fund it.
We get that.
Well,
we have to wait until next year to readdress that.
The counter argument I would make to that, Mr. Weaver, is that I don't know enough about them. I'm just saying this, you know, talk to her. The counter argument that I would make to that is, if you're bringing in a new manager, you may have very positive changes, you may have negative changes, and with a staff that is maybe already pushed, you're only increasing the possibility that, you know, things could go further awry. I'm not disagreeing. We may want to put that in as a red item and can plan on it and maybe meet with that member later in the year.
This is also the first time that they're fully staffed.
Yeah, the benefit here is that last year they had requested 5.5 new funded positions.
Right.
At the time, they were about 7 down on fully funded positions.
Now they're fully staffed for the first time.
They've really worked hard through the year, filled those back up, and so now they've had, you know, kind of their full staffing, and they didn't even put a personnel budget request.
For a person.
I asked them, well, are there requirements? And she said, well, yeah, but I don't think they're going to approve them. I said, at least get them on the plate. So they only put one on there. And maybe they're closer to that magic number. I think this is one we can all fulfilling that, even though I do understand that there is a transition year, but the transition year is sometimes harder than the other year. And you're always going to have turnover there in that department.
You may be short one all the time.
You could just delete, not fill another one in next year's budget if the new director decides they're overstaffed. That doesn't normally happen, but truly, you will have plenty of vacancies with which not to backfill one if you choose not to backfill them.
You raise a good point there, which is, again, the turnover rate.
Mm-hmm. That comes with the job.
No, I understand it comes with the job, but you know, if you are essentially understaffed and working harder, then you come probably.
It also comes with the job.
In this case, I just am.
That's one of those jobs.
Reasonably supportive of what I used to do before on that position. There's significant changes.
I just don't think, and if the state said that there was a position, I'd say that then we'd have to add it. But the state's saying that they don't need the position. That's a fact. They're not assisting in funding it.
Pretty critical in all of the constitutional
office. I'm just telling you, they're saying that, even with their own study, they're saying, no, this is not needed.
Oh, I didn't
the
know
state
that.
Or the
state.
Social service?
The state.
The state, absolutely. But the state says the same about, well, anyway, whatever.
Okay, so you all got to do like
you keep putting
Don
it on the backs
said,
of the counties?
We wait until the new administrator comes in.
I don't disagree with that. I guess the only question is, do we need to add a wedge in if the person comes back and says,
we don't need it?
It's just a wedge. It's just a wedge.
All I'm saying is we keep adding money. We're not backing
always have enough flexibility in their personnel lines to go up and down through the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think we need to add that.
Because we did part-time one time. We always had enough.
You might want to authorize the position so that if they've got money they can do it, but don't put the funding against it, but authorize the position.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they've got enough play within their budget and it makes sense to do that during the year,
right?
Potentially, but
because the thing with me is that the fact that they didn't ask for that staff member, you suggested them putting it in, and so that says
you just got to remember this is the first year they've been
put it on,
right?
Because originally they've been
shorthanded.
Okay.
They've been shorthanded for years.
Everybody agree with that?
We're not in.
So leave it stand pat.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now
what
about the
transition pay?
Transition.
I'm on the board. In the process right now of
searching.
That should be a smooth transition that doesn't need her to hang around for a month or 2 months.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. the person being hired is going to know as much or if not more than the person. In other words, she's already qualified or wouldn't be getting the job. It would be like county administrator.
Two county administrators here for 2 months?
Well, Let's say we fired you and just kept you around for 30 days to train the other
guy. You wouldn't have to be. You're just commercial.
You know, you wouldn't do that. So
okay, so we're not going to do the two bumps.
That was easy.
Okay, no, that's easy.
The VRS is just hold up because they had programmed in a 3.5 increase to VRS and the group life that went with it. It actually didn't happen that way. We got a little decrease. So we've just pulled that out, and then they've got the appropriate amount in there.
Okay.
So Mira's as well aware of that.
All right. And Parks, and we finished with that one?
Social services? Let's go to the field turf. Up to the field turf.
That's where we're going. No. Parks and Rec.
He's got to back up.
Back up.
It's right there. Right there.
Thanks, Mom.
I am your mother.
You. So explain what that is.
No, you're not.
So the transition basically involves killing all the current turf. And putting a warm season grass down.
Mm-hmm. Well,
to increase the density.
Yeah. Mike and I, Ms. Sheridan and I spent some time down there about a month ago.
Yes, sir.
And
that was on a snow day.
Couldn't see.
No, it was Saturday.
It was a night. It was me.
Oh, yeah, it was after school.
It was after school. It was getting dark.
Hey, we were right at dark because the deer were coming out.
It was cold. I was stepping in.
So what did y'all decide on the turf?
I think that we talked about overseeding, rolling. Those fields are in need of
work. They are in need of work. Some TLC.
So the $24,000, it would be about $8,000 per field for deep core aeration. Killing off all the current grass, mm-hmm. deep core aeration, and then putting down Bermuda.
Mm-hmm. Can only do one field at a time.
How much is the seed?
But Bermuda dormants. Correct. So you're spending.
Then you'd overseed in rye. If you overseed in rye in the fall, you'll be okay.
Yeah,
it'll fill some of the patches and it'll look
well. Like it'll keep it green and keep you from wearing it out in the summer, in the winter.
What is the maintenance to keep it looking nice?
Looking nice, mm-hmm. if you put Bermuda down, you're going to cut it every other day.
Synthetic will last a long time.
Yeah, you spend $1 million to replace it.
But I mean, that's the deal with Bermuda. Mm-hmm. Oh, do we have a real mower?
No.
Mm-hmm. Then we'd have to have a real mower to go with it.
You pretty much have to mow that.
Ideally,
I mean,
we could have a real mower, but
to make it grow this way, not up.
Sure. But Louisa doesn't have.
Oh, they don't.
So I'm just using them as an example. Yeah.
But we're not figuring overseeding in the cost here. You're figuring on doing Bermuda.
Part of it's, though, in his regular operating budget. There are other things to do for maintenance of fields. This is just a specific, unique thing. And it's not that he doesn't have budget dollars to do some of the things.
Yeah.
It's this specific
one. You see, if you're in Georgia or Florida and you do Bermuda, you're falling into another area that I'm sort of... Sorry.
A golfer.
So
I know about it.
So do we want to keep that in?
Can you let me stop talking?
Huh?
I'm discussing it.
I know, but you're talking about Georgia.
No, I'm talking about grass. If you're in Georgia or South, Bermuda doesn't dormant. It stays year-round. That's why.
As soon as the temperature gets below freezing, it goes dormant.
So 24K,
up, down, or part of it?
I say no.
Do we want it?
I say no if you own Bermuda.
I don't know enough about it. The only thing I would add is if the quality of the fields need to improve,
we should work to do that,
especially with the opening of the Pleasant Grove place. The nicer we make that field look, the more attractive, the better. But I don't know enough about that to make a point.
So I just don't agree with the Bermuda.
What do you think, Mike?
Well, the Bermuda is going to be much more durable.
You got to stay on it every day.
That's what I said.
It goes dormant. So you're playing on brown grass for...
When you overseed it, you can get other grass that comes up in between
That'll be spotty.
Most likely.
He knows his grass.
I know my grass. It's spotty.
He knows his grass pretty well, too.
Needs to come up with
somebody. I'll mention an example real quick. All right. Just had a few of their fields overseeded with Bermuda. I think it was like the last weekend of October, it started going dormant.
They overseeded it with Bermuda, or they seeded it
with the Patriot Bermuda, and then obviously overseeded it with Perio.
Right.
But my point is, the last weekend, first weekend of October,
at the first frost.
first frosting typically.
Right, and then
you can
somewhere
fertilize that, it'll stay green somewhat.
And somewhere around June, it starts greening up. Uh-oh. Right?
Uh-oh. It'll start back in May.
With the
April.
The way they're the new breed April's of Bermuda, a peach Bermuda.
I spend a lot of time in the spring,
a lot of time on it.
So do you all think? Jason,
as much as I give you a hard time, I'd be hard pressed not to give you the 24 grand.
Jason, I think has done his homework and he's done what he needs to do. So do we want to put the 24 over there?
How much are you looking at?
How much?
I mean, if
we want to do two, three instead of four,
we can do one.
Want to do one at a time?
I'd like to see one at a time and see the results.
All right, let's do. Let's
okay, so Jason, see the results.
8,000.
8,000.
Okay, so now the 3,600 that's to the right. I want to point that out. JAVA's budget for the senior center came down 7,240. Mm-hmm. We'd like part of that decrease to go to the operations cost in his budget to do the senior center, because his staff will be running the senior center with JAVA oversight for the technical things and the meals, the meals that they bring, and for the nurse support. But that's he's costed out the types of supplies and things that he does to support the senior center, because his staff is only managing.
Right. Okay.
So we need that. 3,600.
The 3,600 would be added, so it'd be 11,600. Is what I would recommend.
I'm anything that's during the cooperation between the senior center and the parks,
and that's
a win for us.
Yes, it is.
So what are we adding?
We're adding the $3,600 and the $8,000 for the grass, turf grass, and it ends up 11,600. I think.
And we're taking out Bob's bathroom.
Okay. And then the next is part-time.
Guys, we're putting 11,600 to fix one field?
No. 11,600 for one field and 3,600 for operations costs for the senior
center. Eight for one field.
Okay.
All right, now we're down at the at librarian.
The part-time staff. No. 153. The part-time staff is part-time staff.
Part-time staff for 25. That's for the
That's not
house.
Pleasant Grove House.
That's two people, right?
The two 20 hours.
Two 20 hour.
That one we need to take out.
And we need those positions there because you have to have somebody there, right?
Or we give
the grant money back.
What about Parks and Rec is moving down there?
They can't do all that. It's only four of them.
They can't answer the phones.
No.
Does that cover the grant, Mr. Stevens?
No.
It doesn't cover the grant?
We'll need part-time staff evening and weekend.
Yes.
Hours.
Yes.
And when do you plan on opening?
Right now?
September, October,
mid-September.
90 days after July.
Mid-September-ish.
And we're going to be so proud of that and have those tools.
We're better grade with $500,000.
Yeah. We are.
One of the things that is important here is that, A, the grant requires to be open a certain number of hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
B, remember, this is not replacing something the Parks and Rec staff does now, and the Parks and Rec staff's pretty lean. It's not replacing. This is an additional requirement. While yes, some of the Parks and Rec staff may move into Pleasant Grove House, they still have those other duties they need to do, and so... And I think that over time, volunteers may help build demand.
That's why
you've got to build the volunteer core. You've got to have a system set up in place. And that's hard to do on the front end on a brand new place. This may not be a permanent request forever. And remember, these are part-time staff, especially local folks that want to, they're a mom that his kids are in, a mom or dad, their kids are in school during the day, because we're talking about opening from 10 to 3, during the middle of the day, and then Saturday and Sunday, the weekend.
You got a lot of folks that like history about 4 miles up the road.
Right. I need that.
So we probably could start off with two, and then eventually we could have one, and the one would manage the volunteers, but... I think we'd be safe to start off with the two, and with the idea that will not be forever. Well, what do you think?
Anytime we raise taxes, it's forever.
What do you think?
You dropped them last year.
It's coming in 2 years, too.
Okay. Everybody agree? Everyone? Anybody?
I don't think we need them, but this isn't my budget. It's yours.
It's mine?
Yes.
Okay, so then, let's put it up there.
You are.
All right, the library part-time temp.
I want this, this, and this, and this.
Right. It's going to show up in the front page, folks, to one of those.
Don't worry, Bob, we got you on the library.
I don't know who's going to be riding a horse on my next
okay, part-time librarians. We know how much they do, and boy, so valuable.
Her budget requested some part-time temp support. To be able to manage, because a lot of times there's only one person around.
And sometimes, one person there closing off at night. So it's $2,519 part-time. Who supports that? Anybody have some comments?
I don't.
I do. What do you think?
We have to have somebody. If we lose the grant, then it's going to cost us
the library. And I think that
open the spreadsheet, Eric, please.
So
if you look up at top, that's it's just asking some additional part-time salary wages for temp employees to augment her. Well, she's able she can speak to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just asking. There's a couple of times, especially every week now, and there's only one person in the building,
right?
And you know, there's volunteers too, but just managing the volunteers, covering the desk. It would be nice to have two people there.
Mm-hmm.
It would help out a lot.
Yeah.
But the volunteers won't help you to cover
that? We do have volunteers, too, but we manage the volunteers.
Yeah.
So you want more people to manage the volunteers.
I just want to give some of my part-time people a couple more hours a week. It's it works out to 5 hours a week.
We don't need that.
We're not adding people. We're adding hours.
Yeah, we're just adding hours.
It's just keep in mind everything we keep adding in here.
Well, we'll see the bottom line who would like to see that over on there?
You just got to think.
I get a lot of positive comments about the library all the time.
It's the only organization that has no complaints.
$2,500. I don't know.
No complaints.
$100 for the thing.
When you serve.
And the sheriff, we
had to keep adding them up. Got to add drinking water next.
All right, I think we want to kind of spend.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, $2,500.
Do we have
planner. All right. Take it out of lights.
Next.
The planner includes the personnel piece in the planner's department. Is that code compliance officer going to full-time?
Mm-hmm.
I've got some information here for that I can pull up if you want, and there'll be a formal brief next Wednesday.
How much
this is the one, $27,000 to go from his 18. Current $28 to a full-time regular.
That's the guy I wanted full-time.
Scott.
Eric.
Check another thing.
If you go out to the Yelp up top.
No, that was last year.
And go to the package.
Yeah,
and go to the code compliance PowerPoint. That one.
We're building.
Blow it up.
Zion's Crossroads.
So these are just some brief bullets. Go ahead. This is what that position does, those kinds of things. We've kind of talked about some of those before. You increased it from 24 to 28 hours last year. It's been that way until we got our new planning and zoning administrator on board. Mr. Stewart's looked at that now. Go ahead. This is the kind of workload that person does now.
And he gave us a report.
Right. It was an interim report. Mm-hmm. Your formal report's next week.
Right.
But even in that, since they went to 28 hours last June,
illegal signs,
from 50 the previous year, you know, you've got SUPs, you're going to be increasing more. You've got 300 and some?
312 active
SUPs.
Have some places I like to send them.
Now, this is, go ahead, go to the next one. This is really the caveat, keep going. This is the caveat I want you to understand. With this recommendation, we'd be recommending going to full time, but with these caveats on that incumbent. That they would have to, he would have to be ENS and stormwater certified within 12 months.
Right.
That helps expand our capabilities as we start building and changing. And he'd have to be a certified zoning official within 12 months. Now, he works in the planning department, but they work side by side with building inspections. And that team already works together. These actual certifications would help us cover more territory. And if you're talking about any building going up, you know, the state stormwater regulations and things, even though DEQ is going to provide oversight, there'll still be a lot we have to do. That could be built into that position as part of his responsibilities.
Yeah. Now, I know you.
Now, that's a better way to do it than hire another person on top of it, but it requires a change in the cost of his position to a full-time funded position if you're going to do that.
But it's cost, it's budget neutral, right?
No. It's a $27,000 increase from a 28-hour person to a 40-hour week person fully funded with benefits.
Mm-hmm. But it's already built in.
We're going to use the same person?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yes, it's in the budget. It's already built into my county administrative budget column because it's the blue numbers there. It's already built in. If you don't want to do it, we'd just decrease. We'd take 27K out of the right-hand side.
Okay.
But it's already built into the 85.
Oh, it's already in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Then why are we talking about it?
No, because
you may not want
know.
It. It's a position change.
Yeah.
It's your budget. You may not want it, but it's your
it's
idea.
Not my budget.
But it's your that's your person.
Okay.
So
put it down. You know, nonprofits.
Okay.
I was going to make a comment about planning commission real quickly here.
Please, yeah.
Well, we haven't talked about it, but I think we might want to start considering architectural review board as an option.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we need to allocate dollars to that.
Right.
But if we do or don't, if we need dollars for that, I think it's...
Yeah.
Some localities, they do get paid.
Charlottesville, they probably do.
My father-in-law is on the one in Roanoke, and I think he gets paid.
And don't you think that's a valuable thing to have, an architectural review board?
Definitely. Guidelines in place.
Yes.
And maybe it isn't so much necessary. Maybe we need to pay, maybe we don't, but we probably need to figure out a cost to start putting that in place.
Right.
And we might need a study done or whatever. I don't know what the number needs to be. I just, I'm mentioning it. Mm-hmm. I don't have a number in mind. I don't have
we're not talking about putting that in the budget now.
I don't know, but maybe we can do the research between
can
now.
We start following too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, and looking for that. So
I wouldn't really be trying to pop a wedge in there right now for it just because doing it on the fly is a little hard. But I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm working on, it's just there's a lot going on right now, is I'm reviewing every board and commission that we pay for right now. Mm-hmm. They haven't been updated since 2008. Now, the BOE was one I just talked about tonight, but they're not, we don't have a formal pay system then. They're not loaded in our payroll system like the planning commission is, or the jail board, or the the planning commission,
board.
Social services board. There's actual specific stipends for those positions. I'll be presenting you a formal recommendation. I'll just add ARB on there so you'll see some costs.
Sure.
But for instance, planning commission makes $125 a month. So that's fine. I mean, that's good. I was flabbergasted when I was on planning commission because I didn't know you got paid anything. It was great. But that's been that way for at least 6 years, since 2008, and they do a lot of work. Maybe we should look at those and say maybe that's $140 a month, or maybe some other one who gets, $22, maybe it should be $33.
Social services get $25, is it?
I don't recall, ma'am. But I've got a list, a chart that has all those on there and the rules for them and when they've changed.
I think you get 50 or something.
So I will present you a formal recommendation in the coming months that shows all of our boards and commissions and then ask your consideration of a new plan, and I'll give you a proposed plan.
That's fine.
So we'll add ARB to there. Okay, so nonprofit agencies, is there any others on the list up above that?
Economic development, I think we mentioned.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead,
I think part of promoting Flavanna is a marketing. Some messaging. We might want to consider at least $10,000 or $15,000 for marketing. And I mean, it can be any number of things, from reaching out to realtors. I mean, this is if we look at this coming selling season right here in this spring, even if we have an impact, of 0.001 on the tax rate because we've promoted Flavanna.
Yeah, but it's
that has
already
a big impact.
But it's already in.
Well, it's not in the dollar values he's talking about.
Not technically. I mean, we don't have a lot in there.
We have this conversation.
We had a separate conversation. But
it's $119,000 budget now.
I understand, but I'm just saying that we don't. We have this small window.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
We have nothing to do.
Do we county administrator? Yeah.
$10,000.
Right.
Eat a banana.
County administrator.
The proposal is some marketing dollars.
The lights. I know that, but the lights. For example, they don't have the possibility of generating new revenue. Right?
No, keeping someone
this
alive
potentially,
because someone's going to get hit out there and
like that. Not disagreeing with that, okay? But I'm also saying this has the potential of generating new revenue so that we can pay to keep people alive, and to your point. So, I mean, I'm supporting some of your projects.
I just haven't
one
seen
that I
haven't
the like.
Okay, so what?
I mean, promoting Flavanna. We talked about it as one of our strategic initiatives.
Right.
And you,
okay?
And we're already investing on a 19 grand.
Yeah.
300.
So how much are you saying put in the budget?
I would like to put in $10,000 myself, okay? So.
Okay, is it anywhere in those lines?
No.
We have to make a line. We put it under economic development?
Well, are we gonna have a consensus on
no,
that?
No, yeah, we're gonna find out what you think.
Okay, so
Don, what are you thinking?
I really don't have an opinion on it right now. Okay. I haven't thought about it that much.
Okay, and we can always come back and and vet it again.
Because I keep thinking about the bottom line.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that's growing.
I would just like to see results out of what we're investing $119,000 in now, as opposed to adding more money into it.
But we have a short window right now. This is relatively small.
We're talking about putting some money in. You all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, he's got a
About marketing.
Yes, ma'am. I've been listening.
Oh, okay. You were
here's my one thought about it. If we put it in now, we can go back and look at it over the next 2 weeks.
Sure.
If we don't put it in now, we can't look at it in the next 2 weeks.
You could still add stuff.
Well, I mean, but what I'm saying is, if we put it in now,
put all of it,
and then we can come back later, and if we need to take it out, we can take it out.
Okay. And it can be spread across a lot of things. It can be spread for promoting the U-Plus Grove House. It could be spread across the potential of some of the things that we're looking at to improve Parks and Rec. So there are a lot of things where having a little bit of cushion there.
Sure.
It's it's important that we promote Fluvanna.
Oh yes, beautiful Fluvanna. All right, now we are at the nonprofit agencies and
you looked at most of these when we did their briefs, but the blue column is what they asked for. The column next to it, the yellow column, County Administrator column, is what I put in. Mostly, it was either the same if they had a track record, or if they asked for a big bolus increase, I'm going to put a 5% increase, or in some cases, change it for a specific reason off to the side.
And I don't think anyone came before us that was not satisfied with what we had put for them. Now, if you want to change any of those, we can do that. But we've heard each of them. We know what they offer. They didn't always get what they asked for.
Just get rid of that color.
But they seem to be satisfied.
You're not in favor of nonprofits, are you?
Oh, my God.
Region 10 Okay, so that's a big difference.
I sit with them all the time. I love nonprofits.
Yeah, they last year they had 85. We plused it up 5%. They requested a big bonus more than that. It's a pretty fertile environment for them to request it this year. But
what was it?
Region 10. Yeah. But they were, Dr. Ross and them,
they have to pay for that renovation of their building down here.
So. Yeah.
And the rationale back to my promoting Fluvanna. The rationale for decreasing Chamber of Commerce here.
It's not decreasing, it's just increasing beyond what they asked for.
It's increasing.
We doubled
them.
They asked for 7, but we doubled from what we normally fund them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions about that? If not, we can go back to the... Anybody?
Go there.
Everybody, I think, came to us this year. Go back. Okay.
Non-departmental, let's just review that quickly.
Yes.
Mostly, these are placeholder things that are based on our budget, financial guidance on what numbers we're supposed to have aside there. Those have been adjusted a little bit this year, but those are your contingency lines, largely.
Mm-hmm. Any questions about...
No, just for the fun of it, can you see where we're at right now?
Yeah.
You can see
right up top. It was 272 with a penny. We put a penny in. There it is. 282,707. 269,487 is a penny.
The school's SRO was taken out.
Yes.
It's just there's a legacy.
That's right.
Staff pay plan wedge. If you went to staff plan B, the one we talked about before, it was be 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
No,
55. Wait a minute.
55.
No, before
it's 40 now instead of 50. The plan
from
B.
What it was. What the request was.
This is tighter estimates. It's 140, and we've got 90 in there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
95.
And it's 140, and 95 is in there, so it's actually 45.
So do we want to go plan B for the staff, which would be not 55,
45,
but it'd be 45.
I think I made my point clear on that.
Yeah, sure. I support plan B. What about the rest of us?
Not my budget.
Well, you did talk about
that figure could be changed. Some of those figures could be changed instead of 1.5 or or going up to 5%. You can have some flexibility in that.
Yeah, I'll be coming back to you with a downscope number on that. But
yeah, I think
it won't change it very much. It'll be within $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 or $8,000.
Can we look at that before we make that final decision?
I wouldn't recommend it. I'd recommend you put that in as a placeholder now because you're going to decrease that. If it's not spent on the pay raise that you approved, it goes back to the general fund.
Right.
We just love and remember, you haven't adopted a budget yet, so that can be the figure can be changed there. The question is, do you want a staggered plan or a flat across the board plan? But because I can adjust those numbers to wherever you're willing to back into.
Can you?
One of them is 45. I think you said.
Yeah.
It essentially 90 and 95 and 140, but it's really 88, I think, and 140 between the two. So 90 and 140. We've got 95 in the budget wedge now. Mm-hmm. So to change to staff plan B, the one that has the tiered and then across the board for the remainder of folks, is $45,000 more than what's in the budget.
Okay.
Are you visualizing this as I know where we want to get? Do we want to get our employees above average?
We'd like is that average or above. We don't aspire to be the lowest or the highest. But
does this get us there?
Not this time. It'll take us a couple of years.
Well, we started last year.
It'll probably take us at least 3 more years.
Even the one who gets the highest bump will still be 6% underneath regional area.
That's right.
I want to get to the point where we do cost of living raises and do that every year. And not be doing these jumps.
I think that makes sense. But I would also like to get to the point where you had a pay system and a pay structure that doesn't rely on, that relies only on, exclusively on, a potential, maybe kind of once a year board of supervisors pay raise. There's no other way to raise pay now. I either have to come back to the board, or as an annual kind of across the board thing. We don't have anything like the educational stipends you're talking about, a potential plan if someone gets a certification or that certification. There's no formal way now to do that. So as we develop this plan,
we're going to look into that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think you should be looking into performance and recognize people for steps. And
that's what the staff awards and recognition program that the Tiger Team's working on, because it'll include from A to Z. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of those are a pat on the back, some are a letter of appreciation, some are a distinguished service award, some are a cash award, some are a time off award. Could be the whole range of things. But I've never seen one staff member come to a board meeting and get some formal presentation
I
just want to see our guys that cut the lawns and some of the other stuff out of the poverty level.
They've been dramatically hit last year and this year, better than what we were. We have nobody below $9 an hour, which is ridiculous. Last year we were at 7.
I just personally, I think $9 an hour doesn't.
No, I think a living wage is in the $13, $14, $15.
I'm not going to get into the
none of our full time people are below 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. None of our full time people are below 10.
Good.
I think that's an important statement right there.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And that was fixed last year. This will help it more, but the last full-time person was a library staff member, and that person got a fairly significant raise last year because they were a full-time benefit-eligible staff member, and they were the lower than even some of the part-timers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So would we want to put Plan B, 45 in there, everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not my plan.
Yes. Tony?
Yes.
What's your budget?
Yeah, you want
to. No, it's not my budget. I want to take the position of saying, I'm just blame this on everybody we can. But the bottom line, we should be doing this as a team.
Yeah. Right. I said it's a good idea.
Right? 45.
Well, it sounds fun.
It's
until,
that's my language.
So, try it.
Then all of a sudden, it becomes a problem.
Okay, now we have.
It won't be until next September.
Well, there you go. You see, you just want to keep on saying that, don't you? Already jockeying for the next election so you can do it.
Social services.
Cut your own social services.
We already have a 2% wedge in there, but we don't know what the state's going to do. If the state does,
are y'all listening?
If the state does a 2% pay increase, then that would be our portion of that pay increase for social staff.
Okay, if social services get a 2%, our portion of it is $20,000.
Right. Okay. That's in there, though.
That's in there. And then staff health insurance, that's
no, this is a figure changed from last time. That's why it's yellow. Yeah. And it's a little bit different decrease, but it's the package I gave you last week and showed you the various health plans.
Mm-hmm.
You will have to, you'll have a formal presentation by Ms. Parrish next week on a new board meeting, mm-hmm. because you will actually have to adapt that plan for our, for your contributions to the employees plan and the different the three plans you're accepting and accepting and from the local choices proposal, because they have, that has to be back to them by April 1st. So next week you'll get a formal presentation on it, but based on what's in my county minister's budget, it's a $23,000 decrease to that. Mm-hmm. But you'll see the formal proposal next week. So okay. you don't need to necessarily take any action on it, because your action will be formally next week.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So,
but it's in there.
Let's go to debt service.
Okay, debt service.
That's also a changed number, Eric, go to the mini CIP. So,
go back to the left.
So this one was for the ambulance rechassis. It was 60. Or I'm sorry, for the replacement vehicle was 62K. That was fine, but this one. When you decided, when you talked about merging all three school ones together,
mm-hmm. right. yeah,
Eric had programmed half of the first one, but when you merge all three of them together, half of a first year's payment is actually
it's 238.
So go back to the other spreadsheet, or go back to the front. So on here, what that's an increase in that debt payment in this fiscal year, in mm-hmm. the coming fiscal year, fiscal year 15,
right.
because that was the additional cost in 15 for rolling the three school projects together.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so right. that's the change from what you saw before.
Okay.
So this includes the CIP projects you had seen on the list, but we can show you those, and then the merging of those three and a half a debt payment for that this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before you saw 212,
right.
now it's 300.
Okay.
In fiscal year 15.
All right.
So that's another 80,000.
That's 88. Is that 88?
Yes.
Okay.
That's to do all the two HVAC projects and what was the other one?
And the
we're gonna make sure that
balance mini.
This is in the CIP.
In the gym, the main gym, the locker room.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I can pull my phone out and show.
Now and go back to the big CIP. So on the big CIP, when we had that meeting before, we said talking about these capital reserve maintenance fund requests.
Is everybody on board? He's explaining something.
What's in the green?
So the 200K, that's the one we talked about earlier, the 70K that was on the balanced budget. That was the capital reserve maintenance fund request for both county and schools,
yes. mm-hmm.
going from 155 175 to 200 each. So that was the increase. We pulled this one out. We delayed the additional munis modules. We delayed these. Mm-hmm. Again, those will slide to the right, but they're mm-hmm. shown here for purposes of what we changed on it. You said yes on the, we've validated the numbers on the restroom. You have to decide which way you want to go. And we went down to one pole barn versus two.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then down here, again, these other ones moved to, that one we moved it out to the Capital Reserve Maintenance Fund. That went out to the Capital Reserve Maintenance Fund. This one was hold. That was the demolition of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And we canceled this request, which was a countywide building assessment, because you'd already appropriated $25,000 last year, and we'll continue to use that money along with our staff doing some of those inspections. So these are the ones that were kept in, these really maintenance projects largely, and then the lighting out of the sheriff's office and library, and mm-hmm. the potable water at the library and sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, and then down the bottom, these other ones are the ones you had also talked about leaving in. The school ones got rolled into 1 year.
Okay.
So you've got three school projects that got rolled all in this year. They were out in out years. Mm-hmm. The one that didn't was the Abrams building. That's still in an out mm-hmm. year. But these three got rolled in because it all affects the same physical plan.
And none of that affects a penny anyway.
It doesn't affect the penny this year for sure. Correct. Right.
It next doesn't
year
affect it will the penny in that respect, but it does in terms of debt service.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. Next
right.
year.
Right. So what did that all total?
So go back to the,
it's actually
to
3 cents in the
budget balance. I mean, essentially what's built into your budget this year is $300,000
mm-hmm.
for the debt service for those projects. and go out to, I'm sorry, go to the mini CIP and go out to the side. Keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you looking for?
There's a budget balance sheet. It's out to the side on that one. So go out to the right. So this is what happens in out years when you consolidate and roll those things in. So in 16, you're going to add, if you consolidate those, you're going to add 960 mm-hmm. onto the 300 for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got essentially 3 cents there.
Mm-hmm.
In year 16.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And then 17 and 18.
You're actually adding right. 3 cents next year.
Fiscal year 16, yes. Yeah, so this coming budget you're working on now, you're not adding 3 cents, you're adding 1 cent to 300,000. But right. it's actually 1260. Go back to the main CIP. Mm-hmm. If you look here, down at the bottom, these are the payments in fiscal year 16, mm-hmm. 1172. Now you've already got 300 in your budget.
Right.
Next year, 17, 1267, mm-hmm. and 18. Now that presumes that you're going to do these other projects.
Right. The only thing that concerns me is we may not do all those projects.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so one of these, like
right.
the JRWA, you probably don't have much choice on the cost of that, tomorrow. But you clearly have just cost up, you have, your have a
interest on
ability to do something on here. If you don't do it, that doesn't get spent until you authorize right. it actually being contracted. Yes.
So you're not paying debt service.
But if you, you're not paying debt service till at least 16,
mm-hmm.
but between now and then, if you decide to go forward with the project, you've already authorized right. the money, right. and we have to go out and find
it. So it's not necessarily costing us a penny this year.
No, it's definitely costing you a penny this year.
Not if you don't start yes, the project.
It's these right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're funding this year.
212.
That's the school consolidated and this. You're just approving these future ones mm-hmm. so that if through the year you decide we need the money for the James River Water Authority, we've got to start contracting for that to have it available. Even if it doesn't get paid to 16, you can't wait to 16 and then back
right.
you retroactively approve it.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be approving it now, good. But all those come to you in advance before we right. go any place with it.
Mm-hmm.
This one is dollars for a water system,
mm-hmm.
but again, not going forward until you decide. You just don't necessarily right. want to wait until fiscal year 16 to approve it. Because then you've got another.
So the middle school is going to have a new HVA system before next July.
No, because the project for the school has to be A, contracted,
mm-hmm.
B, that has to be scoped and designed into their school year and when they can do it. I don't have a clue how long it'll take to do that project in the middle school. It may take 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It may be phased through.
But we're paying debt service on it this year.
Well, only because you're consolidating the, not this year, next year, you will pay half of paying this year, but because you're consolidating this in one, I don't know the phasing for that project, Mr. Holbrook. I'm just not sure.
I'm just saying, we're paying for it this year.
You will be paying for part of it, yes.
Right. If we borrow the money this fall, we
for
estimate
something that we're not
we'll
going to do for 3 years.
Half a payment. No, I think they're ready to go.
Ready.
At least they want to replace some chillers and things like that. I think they're ready to go.
I don't know about how their projects are going to phase. I just know that if you've got these three things combined together, I don't know if that can be done in one summer
mm-hmm.
or if it takes summer and winter break, if it takes two summers to do. Because these are broken out into three things, I don't know that they have the physical time to do that all in one summer.
Well, I spoke to Mr. Winkler. I mean, he's not here to say, but he said they could start spending some money right away because they have, I think, three chillers that don't work at all.
Wow.
So,
shouldn't we be replacing the whole system and getting it right?
Well, I think that's what we're doing right there. Yeah.
And not doing it in piecework.
Correct. Well, rather than doing it one piece by piece, we're doing it all together.
But it sounds like they're going to do
but
it.
But they can't do
we
it.
We don't know how they're going to do it. I think it's what they're saying.
Right.
Indeed.
They may do all three of them at once, but it may work out that they can't
but
do
But that's
all
only
three.
One piece
right.
of the project.
But we want to get one bid.
Okay, that's only one piece of the project. So
mm-hmm.
I just don't know how long the project takes in the school building
mm-hmm.
because of the school schedule and stuff.
Right.
And that might be cheaper instead of getting three bids.
Yeah.
Well, it will be changed.
And three separate debt
issues. Three separate contracts and three separate debt issues.
So, okay, are we clear on that? Are we clear? You clear? You done?
It's not his budget.
Oh.
I wasn't going to say that.
No, I knew I guess. Okay,
well, thank you.
So, Okay, thank you.
So it's okay. In there, mm-hmm. based on what you've talked about in the past, and you'll still have a chance to jump on this. And then the rest of these, that line, the capital maintenance right. reserve fund increase we'd already talked about, and the one left on there is the schools fund.
Yeah.
And the initial request was 1.526. It's changed to the side.
What side?
And I got three of them.
Well, you can't have that.
What side?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We had just one more.
So the request changed from 1.526 to 1.678. That's the sheet you have
now.
With you. That's the total request. What's in the budget now is one.
But, you know, the thing that, I mean, I hear a little conversation about, you know, what condition the school's in and so forth, but that's not, you know, that's not our. Maybe we, you know, I don't want to even get into why.
I don't want to.
You know
I don't
what I mean?
Overstep
but we're gonna, but we're gonna, yeah. we're working to get those facilities and things.
Done. When you have leaking ceilings and all, you have to fix them.
Yeah, but we gave them $158,000 last year to fix the ceilings.
Yeah, but that's not the conversation either. You're right. It needs to be fixed. Okay. Where are we now? Okay, where are we at the big one? The school.
Yeah.
Now, we know that that 526 is different. It's 678.
We need one of the school sheet.
The school sheet is
right here.
Okay. I've actually got it.
Oh, okay. Here it is. I got it.
Okay, the school is.
It was with that book.
We've got
anyway. The key is the school's request was originally 1.4 whatever, then 1.526. This budget was based on the 1.526. So there is a $1 million wedge in there for schools' additional funding over last year. Their current request is 1.678, and the explanation of their current request is that sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Their budget was adopted tonight, a 4-1 vote at the school board, and it included those figures.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their request is 1.678, and what's there is one. So the delta you're talking.
Let me ask you a question. What's the because you may know. The logic behind paying ahead on the VHS, the VRS?
Oh.
Paying ahead?
Yeah, they're going for the whole 3%, the 3 years.
We did the 5% all at once.
We did the 5% all at once.
We paid ahead. In
we paid ahead.
We paid ahead. I'm asking, what is the wisdom of the schools paying ahead? Because they're responsible for one this year.
Right.
We could have done the same thing.
And we could have done it that way. Mm-hmm. I think that it's a bureaucratic nightmare to do the one and one.
Except that's a lot of money at one time.
Yeah.
It's just, it's
easy to budget a smaller amount of money over 3 years because you don't have an increase in budget. You follow me? If you budget 1%, then you have a number that you're not increasing the budget next year for VRS or the year after for VRS because it's a set, it's paid off in 3 years. You follow me that 3% is paid off
part
in 3 years.
Part of your staff is on 3%.
No.
Some are on 4%.
No, it's you're only responsible for one this year.
No, sir.
The new one's coming
they did 1% the first year, 2% second year, 3%. You have to do it 5 over 4 years or in once. Mm-hmm. All new staff are on 5%.
Right.
And so it administratively
it's
and from efficiency point of view, it's much rather do it at one time.
Do it all.
But yes, it is a chunk, mm-hmm. and you can plan for 1%. But now you've got an administrative problem mm-hmm. for those number of years because you're two.
But they decided to do that last year.
They decided to do it because they didn't have enough money 2 years ago to do the entire 5%.
Right.
They didn't come to us last year for anything but the 1%.
Yep, because it was a tight budget year then. For
it's a tight budget year this year.
Indeed,
and coming for the whole bag.
Okay.
Well, because you can get it.
Right.
And you couldn't get it last year.
I think it's
could have you guys.
My recommendation to the Board of Supervisors was that the county go to 5% at one time. The board acquiesced to that.
81 cents.
And it's been much easier because of that. In this case, I think it's
that was one of the best decisions made.
Right. Yeah.
Now, especially now that we have the new VRS plan, the hybrid plan.
Yeah.
We would have people in four or five different
I'm just asking what the wisdom was. You know what?
It would be a nightmare to try.
But they did it last year.
It was a nightmare.
Now with the new hybrid on top of it, because you'll have some of them, you'll have like five different plans that you're going to have to administer. Mm-hmm. And monitor, and they don't even have an HR person to do that.
Yeah.
Well, they did what they thought was best when they did 1%, you know, so you can't second it.
Well, the first year, there wasn't...
They didn't have the money, right.
That was a pretty tough...
So, the schools, what do we want to approve? Right now, we have a penny...
No, you have a million.
Yeah.
I don't know that
you have
any...
four pennies. You have a million.
The only thing, you know...
Oh, yeah, they already... Yeah, looking at that up there.
You know, no department got what they asked for. The sheriff didn't get what he asked for. Just about nobody ever gets what they asked for.
What do you suggest for the school? Do we have some suggestions?
$12,300,000.
What else?
That's what 2 million cut.
Of the 670-some that they're asking.
It was a shortfall of $670,000.
Right.
Yeah, 603
cents.
Yeah,
right.
It's a significant shortfall, and we're going to be...
Well, why is that a shortfall? Is that a shortfall?
Well, that they're going to be coming to us, I understand.
They're going to come and tell you that.
Right, they're going to come and tell us this, but they're coming to us for this current year because there's a shortfall in their budget already.
Correct? No, potentially, yes.
Potentially.
Well, that's got nothing $400,000 budget. That's got to do with miscounting the state.
I understand.
Student.
Well, that's a guess.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that
that's not going to make up for it.
I'm not saying it's going to make up for it, but if I could finish, I might be able to say what I was going to say. What I was going to say is if they're coming to us already, right, and asking money, and their budget was tight last year, it's a good assumption their budget's going to be tight if we cut them by another $600,000.
It'll still be tight because they're specifically using it for those things which are... None of them are something you can back out of. All right? Then they're going to say, oh, we miscounted our student population again. We need $300,000 because none of that's budgeted in there.
They use state numbers.
That's correct. That's correct.
And that's a safe way.
So it doesn't matter. That six and change does not matter that they're going to come back to us for another $300,000.
I don't think that's what we... are here to predict whether they're coming back. Let's say, what do we think
us
we can give them? Let somebody give us some figure, or we can be sitting here.
If we give them 1.675, that's $3.2 million over the last 2 years.
So what do you suggest?
And student population has dropped 113.
What do you suggest that we give the school?
Well, I had a problem with a million.
Okay.
So,
anybody else have a number?
That's automatically done.
It's automatically that you have a problem with a million. I'm sorry.
I'll stick with the million.
Okay. You just don't want to increase it at all.
That's correct.
We have one that would like to keep it at a million.
I'd certainly be in favor of the 5 additional positions. I think that, again, the CTE, we put the money in and the time and energy to fill the high school. I think the training for our students and retaining folks in Fieldana, stay in Fieldana is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to highlight what we're doing there. I think that's something that we took away from the schools to some degree.
Right.
The ability for them to provide extra types of programs.
Just drag it
goes to employing people in the long run.
There you go.
Definitely in favor of that. Technology side, they are getting a nice bump on that, but it wouldn't hurt me to give them a little bit more in technology, for sure. We've got laptops and computers that are 7, 8, 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You have Microsoft's changing its entire process from Windows XP.
Yeah, got to get rid of my XP.
The technology is something that
is really old.
I've got
for
XP,
a long time.
I'm sorry.
It's a reliable platform, but that's really old.
I know it.
But they're the ones that were at Central.
So what are you thinking?
So I'm in favor of at least $300,000 or $450,000. In my opinion, I think that's at least the minimum that we should do to help.
Is that 1.3?
Penny and a half. It's about a penny and a half.
You know that technically stuff.
No, it's just going to continue to grow.
What do you think, Mike?
I know some of the things that have been projected.
Okay.
And some of the things right now that are projected.
Let's listen. Go ahead.
I don't know if we want them to happen.
So
I know some of the things that have been projected, and I don't know when I'm going to cross them. Just tell me if I cross a line somewhere.
You just don't set policy for the school budget.
No.
This is a straight dollar funding.
Yeah. And I just know where we've been. And we've been no, and that's one of the reasons that they've tried to keep things as low as they could. I've watched the news. I've watched Albemarle ask for 7.5. I've watched Louisa ask for 4.3. I've watched Greene County ask for 2.7.
And none of them got it.
They didn't get it. Right. We're asking for more than $1 million less than that.
But our budget's... But our budget's
not Greene. Greene
County's not. Yeah.
And Charlottesville, what they asked for, 7.5 million?
That was Albemarle.
And that's apples and oranges. Greene County's smaller than us, guys.
A lot smaller. And we really...
Greene County's a single-A school, and we're a large double-A school.
You're looking at a difference of
600 students at the house.
So we're looking at 1.34,
1.3, 1.4.
It's up to you.
What do you there, say? I was going to say 5.
1.5.
1.5. And like I said,
now, Don makes it 1.6, and we've got a, you know.
Good oh, listen to that.
He's been dying, itching to support.
Oh, I'm trying to put my paper on.
What's a number you can live with there, Bob? Don?
I'm not sure. It's certainly not what they have, that's for sure.
Okay, but give us something, Don.
Listen, I need to see that bottom line on that tax rate. And she's going to come over and she's going to make a presentation.
And it's exactly what this says.
And
like I'm telling you.
Where that tax rate ends up is going to be a lot of decisions where I would be affected with the county side and the school system side. Sure. And you live within, if you don't have it, you don't spend it. Right. And that's been my philosophy forever. So, you know, that's my household. The way we ran a household, and that's the way I'd run a budget.
Oh, that's fine. So you're not going to give any?
I'm not going to give anything.
Okay, you said 5, Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
You said 1. You said 4?
1, 3. 4, 1, 3.
Okay, and I said 5.
What did I say?
What'd you say? You told me 1 million.
What he has in the budget now?
Mm-hmm. You said 1 million. And I say 5.
5 million? Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think
500,000.
I don't think we can run that rate
and,
up to
and if
six,
we did
seven,
five,
eight, nine
five,
cents more.
If we did 500, that so right there. Let's, so go ahead and calculate. See what that says.
Okay, let's go up the top here.
And let's put in 88. Brian.
88 or 87.5 probably.
You think that's 85? Yeah.
88.
No. 88. 88 won't be enough.
It'll be 88 with a little bit left.
Okay.
So you're at 88.
And we put in five.
That's with 5.
Okay. If you put in 4,
87.
It won't change.
87 3/4.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
250.
We don't
want to
deal with any point.
250 is going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
A penny.
And you know, I know that we all choke on that number, but. I think it's important to note that in 2012, I guess, when you guys were looking at the 69 cent increase, that would have equalized to almost 90 cents.
Right.
In 2012, you know, there was an opportunity as well to bring the budget up. Last year, you guys brought the budget down by a penny and a half. So we're even though we're starting at 79.5 cents, if it had been equalized, that would have been 81 cents.
Mm-hmm. 81.4.
81.4.
Yeah, but you can't go back and say
well, but you can't because you can. It was easy to predict that this was going to happen this year. Wasn't that hard to predict that we were going to have a big increase?
That isn't true.
Because if we had
maybe I'm prescient, but I can tell you that it was pretty obvious to a lot of people out there that this was going to happen, right?
Yeah,
because there was a lot of changes going on, Bob. So the fact that we're making this big jump in this tax rate. I'm not happy about it, but by the same token, it could have been not as big of a jump.
Right.
Sean Kenny himself said you're going to go up 3 cents, 3 cents, 3 cents every year. You yourself in 2012 said this is going to hurt, but it's the right thing to do. Quoted. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I think you guys all came out of that meeting saying this is the right thing to do, and then you came in and you didn't do the right thing.
Right.
Here's an opportunity to do the right thing.
It is.
It's not fun.
Mm-mm.
You know, this isn't fun for anybody. Okay. But the county has an opportunity to kind of reset itself, put itself in the right position, and now it has to go ahead and prove that it's actually going to send the message out to the rest of the area that Fluvanna cares about its citizens, is going to do the right things, it's not going to be the cheapest guy in town,
and just trying to cut at every little corner. I mean, I think that we're shooting ourselves in the foot every time we look at, you know, how do we save a dollar here and not look at the big picture about what is it that we're representing to the rest of the citizens. There are a lot of citizens that will be upset about the increased tax rate, but there will also be citizens that say, thank you very much for doing what you've done here. Mm-hmm. You've helped protect me. You've helped my kids get a better education, to get trained so they can get jobs. You'll have staff members saying, I'm excited to work at Fluvanna again. You know, these are the kinds of things that we're investing in. We're not just saying, hey, we want to just go buy something. When we have economic development that comes forward in a few years because we made the investments, and we can actually lower the tax rate, those are going to be positive things for our county. I'm not happy about an 88 cent or an 85 cent increase. I'd like to see it go down. But the reality is, if we want to succeed as a county, we've got to make these hard choices. And you know, and if we can find other places to cut money, that's great. But
and we've got three.
Yeah, we haven't been fighting about a lot. You know, and we really haven't been fighting about a lot on here. So. You know?
We can take out
all the items and you won't be happy.
We can't go back out tonight and go up.
You want to take out the sheriff's budget? You want to take out the next week? What do you want to take out?
But next week you will have to decide what to advertise.
Then if you advertise 88, you cannot increase from 88 without re-advertising a new public hearing.
Okay. But next week, I wouldn't necessarily suggest that you go too high above 88 to advertise, but I also wouldn't. You might want to consider not advertising exactly 88.
They want to advertise 90.
Well,
what about a dollar?
Well, maybe just the point is,
I won't do that.
Don't be fiddling around trying to cut it too tight here, unless you're pretty locked on, and you've done a pretty good job of everybody talking through all your issues and putting them on the board. I know it's painful, but you're going to have to set an advertised tax rate next week and an advertised budget. Mm-hmm. So, the only additional thing you're going to get before that's
you're not going to have much time to talk about advertised rate. After today, because we've got a full meeting next week.
Yeah, we will. We'll be able to.
We've been able to do it in the past. This is the best place to do your thinking. This room.
Well, we have one more.
It is.
I understand.
Well, it depends. Is that where you're going to stand for next week?
I'm willing to stand there.
With the 19th.
Everybody else, I don't think
there is. Oh, I'm going to sign up for social services.
Mm-hmm. We can disagree.
It's going to cost me $320 a year.
Pull up the sheet out there with the tax sheet. We're going to look at the tax sheet.
There's the household per penny. At 85, the cost, go back up so you can see the headers. And then at 88, it's...
And what's the average household?
$175 is what the average sales price has been over the last year.
On a $200,000 house.
On a $170 is the annual cost for a $200,000 house. The average sales price is $175.5 for the county.
So I'm right, $323.40.
So monthly, you're looking at $21 on a $300,000 house.
What are we? Yeah, I've lost track. 80.
McDonald's for me.
Okay, do 88. Now let's look at 88 cents and
$500,000
and a $200,000 house.
$170 a year.
It's
an increase.
Increased by $170 a year.
Yes. Maybe four.
So that's, and if you divide twelve into that, you can throw your change into the cookie jar. Right, and end up with.
So I won't give you a political announcement, but I sure wish it was that easy.
Moselle, there's some people who don't even have a cookie jar. Yes.
Well, and they don't
Thank
pay
you.
Taxes.
Thank
Look,
you.
You don't.
And they don't.
And you all don't even know what poverty is.
They don't pay taxes.
You don't even.
Yes, I do, Moselle.
No, you don't. It's only what you hear and see on TV.
What about the TV dinner?
I live it, see it, and I know what they
do
can
they
do and
TV
cannot
dinners?
Do. So,
this.
Mm-hmm. They have television.
I had a TV dinner tonight.
I like TV dinners.
Do they still make
those? But we're not building this. We're looking at this budget for the whole county. We know that we have 6.9% poverty. We know that we have provided in our nonprofits all kinds of things where people help people. food, clothes.
Yeah, but the tax rate goes up.
They are not
the
paying
tax rate.
Taxes.
Who isn't paying taxes?
A lot of people do.
Just the
not.
Rich people are paying taxes.
Well, no, middle class, poor people, working poor pay taxes. Yes,
so everybody's paying taxes.
Not everybody, but most people do. They
not
pay taxes
everybody
and
pays
they want to pay.
Property tax, right?
Right, because they have no property. Right. They don't pay personal. They don't have any cars. I mean, but they're okay because we are looking after those people.
And you know, unfortunately, in this budget season, we did not look at alternative revenue sources.
Right.
I've been talking about that.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. And so next year, you know, we have a reassessment coming up. If we help send a positive message to Fluvanna, if we talk to people about what is great about Fluvanna and the assessment works well, that will help us a little bit. And then we can look at alternative revenue sources, and we can work towards stabilizing this. Then on top of that, if we when economic development starts to pay its dividends, we're going to be able to see that tax rate really stabilize and not go down.
The only problem with that is if you read the school request, it's $1.something million next year. Projected on the increase. It was, I forget the exact
number. I think you projected out some of that.
No. That'll be another 3 cents next year.
It becomes part of the base. I'm not sure.
What, a million more a year?
No, the whatever you fund this year becomes
right.
part of their base. They could go down from that, but it wouldn't repeat the same cost. It would.
No. There was an added million next year to add more things.
Okay, maybe I haven't seen.
Well, what would be nice is what if we paid this? What if we given the school over the last 8 years?
Yeah, we have
sure.
that.
Just go.
We
go
have
to,
well, that's not really
yes.
accurate either because it's federal and state. That changes because we keep increasing it.
But he has that. He has how much they've gotten for the state, how much local, and how much federal.
We aren't shortchanging.
So
the state and the federal government keep shortchanging.
Well, I understand.
That's
got a chart with the local, state, federal.
Here's the funding. The top one is local.
Here's
the top. 12,000,000, 13,000, 13,500, 14,500, 15,000, 13,700. Top line is local funding.
Put it back up again because you are looking. No, but I have two people over here.
Which one of the graphs is local? White?
Don't.
The
yes.
top one
the
is.
The white one is local. This line right here is
read
the
numbers. Read some of the numbers or whatever because they can't see them very well. Steve, can you read it pretty please?
Can
12 million. Well, I'm talking about the board.
I'm sitting right here.
Yeah,
can y'all see? All right.
If a 100-year-old guy can see him.
206, 207.
Yeah. And the one cramping up.
That's right.
All right, let's look at the last 3 years. 13,950, then we dropped to 12.
5,000.
Right.
Fiscal year 13.
Mm-hmm.
That was the May 2nd. Interesting.
And that 13.7 is not accurate because we've kicked in. We've kicked in another 300,000 this year. In 2014.
Is it? We did.
When?
Yeah, we did.
Not in 14.
No.
They came in.
Last year.
Last fiscal year.
Yeah, it was last.
It was last year fiscal year. 14 is going to ask for this year's. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a likelihood that they'll be asking 200, 250, or whatever, whatever they can't cover
I think
because of the change. But that was in May, June time frame, fiscal year 13.
So I would bet if you calculate 12,300,000 and go to 15 million, that's about a 2.5% increase per year. I bet that's what that works out to.
Well, in 2009 we were 15.3. This year we're 15.4.
10% be 1.2.
We're getting back to
over the
what
course
we're given to the schools.
It's a 25% increase over the course of those years, but just divide it out. Yes.
Did you hear
close to
Mr. Ellenbrook?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just now getting back to what we gave them.
Building.
Yeah, but you got to look at state and federal.
That's right. You can't look at that top line by itself because state has changed dramatically up and down,
huge.
And federal has changed, you know, in the hundreds of thousands
right.
of dollars.
State's gone down from
but
21
states,
to
yeah, 100. We got hurt on
you see, we've been
really beat
us up. But why? We keep being asked to make up for what the state and the federal government cut.
Right.
But you know, here's the thing: you elect.
Yes.
If at the federal level you elect people who say, you know, we're going to cut education, we're going to do that, and at the state level you do the same thing, then you're going to get that. And then when it comes down to the county level, where the citizens actually send their kids to school, they're going to say, "What the hell are you doing to my school?"
It's actually the state balances their budget on our backs.
That's true. Absolutely. And so our choice is: do we shortchange the schools or do we do the right thing? And I mean, to me, asking our citizens to pay the difference of, you know, another $4 or $5 a month to have better schools.
No, it's $300 a year.
That's with everything that we've included. Everything that we've included, right? Okay, that's not just that. I don't think is, you know, I think that, I know that I have a lot of constituents that come to me and say, you know, our schools are in pain and suffering, and I need, and we want to see you support those schools. I know you, some of you have constituents that say the opposite of that, you know? It's a tough balance.
I don't think everybody gets everything they want.
No, and they're not getting everything they want, or, you know, we're not getting that.
Is there anything else that we need to bring? Did we finish everything?
Finish the substance stuff. You've already looked once fairly good at the CIP, but you're going to want to probably have that March 26th work session time for the following week. We've got 7 minutes to finish. The March 27th March 26th, you may want to reserve that since it's still open to actually kind of do your final looks at things.
Ring
because then maybe you're wrapped up pretty tight. But I want you to scrub that CIP pretty close to make sure that we know which way you're heading on those, on all those things. So look at your sheets.
Right. Now, what
maybe
was
next
the,
week we'll have time.
What was the total for the CIP?
Go ahead, Eric. That one.
The total for.
So, there's your numbers for that year based on
school.
So on cash, fund balance, and debt.
About 8 something, isn't it?
So it's 15 altogether.
Yeah, but. But it's like 8 something that we have that's undesignated.
Oh, in your yes, you've got 7.2 plus
7.3 plus something runs you up to about 8.5 something.
1.8 or 1.9,
someplace in there. Maybe
slide up in the
fund balance.
This is the first year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If we if we finance this budget, we'll have 1.5 above the
7.2.
Exactly.
That might be the old one.
You know, this is the one that Barbara just did. I think.
Well, I think I'm going to have to make a decision next week.
Okay.
And if we're going to go past 11 o'clock, I'm going to have to make a motion.
We're not going to go past
that. Okay, good.
Okay, can I have a motion to adjournment?
Second.
Okay.
Second.
All right, Mr. Weaver made a motion to adjourn, and Mr. Sheridan seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
We got to have a strong vote.
Yes, we're ready.
Please let us record it appropriately. Just say yes. One more time.
Yes.
Five.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He doesn't know that I keep how many votes you have and how cohesive shit it does.
Just turn it off.
What's that?
That's true.
I give a historical rate of how your votes go percentage-wise.
So good there.
Because a lot of 5 of the German is a 5 of the